I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Today's guest was coming by to talk about a whole lot of gay shit. Our poly trio that has the internet watching, learning, minding their business, or trying to.
So I kind of like presented to her. I was like, I've done my journey like with my polyamory and like where I'm at. So like, here's my conditions to be in poly. I want to practice hierarchy poly, which means I'm in charge.
Well, I mean, we just talked about that. We said that we started dating at different times. My thing is, they're not children. They're my women.
Hold up, so you're in a relationship with one but not the other yet?
Yeah,
we're still dating.
They're together.
But it was like that for her. We were in a relationship, but we weren't in a relationship with her.
I celebrated their 1 year anniversary.
I'm waiting.
And what's crazy is like I would post her, like we would be following her like journey, all type of stuff. She's like, I never seen nothing.
When she came to see me, I said, what do you mean your girlfriend think I'm cute? Let me see your girlfriend.
She was posting her so much. I remember one time I got irritated. I was like, is you trying to DM her?
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo as f***.
Hold up. Let's go. Go.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo as f***.
Gay. What's up, everybody? Like, subscribe, and comment. Turn your post notifications on. You already know what time it is. No Homo Show is in the building.
Yeah, y'all know y'all can listen to us. Wow, you just got so many sound effects. I cannot focus.
Hey.
Shout out to everybody listening to us on Apple or Spotify podcast. Y'all know y'all can tune into us through there, if not YouTube, you know. But you really f*** with us if y'all are locked in with our Patreon, all right? Starting at only $5 a month, y'all going to get episodes a week early, ad-free content, and more. Go look at everything we offer on there, all right?
Mm-hmm. We got our toes on there, too. So if y'all want to f*** with us, I'm on there clipping XL toenails, so... can go subscribe now and see that exclusively. All right, we don't have
you
not
know what?
One guest.
You look like somebody that got long ass toenails.
Absolutely not.
She look like her toenails.
I get pedicures, manicures, waxes. Her I take care of my body. Let's be very clear about
going
that.
Over her,
yours must look like that, huh?
No, I got beautiful toes.
Come on, beautiful bonita. Como se dice toes?
How you say it in Spanish and then say toes?
We getting fucked tonight. All right, y'all. Look, we don't have just one guest today. We don't have even two. We have three guests in the building. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our three guests today. Today's guest was coming by to talk about a whole lot of gay shit. Our poly trio that has the internet watching, learning, minding their business, or trying to. One is a stud returning to the show after making waves on episode 136. And now she's joined by not one, but two fem-presenting partners, building a relationship dynamic rooted in transparency, communication, and grown woman love. Today, they've been openly navigating what it means to share affection, responsibilities, a household, and hella chemistry while challenging how the community views poly relationships, especially when a stud is in the center. Gabies, please welcome to the show Diamond, Tavia, and Quasi, aka the Triple Gem.
Yeah. Diamond, we thought we was going to see you with a stud.
Right, what happened, man? I mean, Tavia, damn,
you
kind
of got a stud.
I think Quasi probably got a stud tendencies too over there.
Yeah. I do want to say maybe you got a misconception. You said that the stud is in the center, but maybe she's not.
The stud is in the center.
She's not
on the camera.
She's not.
All right, y'all.
On the camera. By look, no. Okay. But on the camera, yeah. The stud is in
but
the
you
middle.
Know that's crazy because that's not what we get. People always DM me and be like, "I know you run this," and I'd be like, "Yeah, Diamond's not the center."
I completed the circle.
Yeah.
For the record, we known Tavi for damn near 9 years, yeah. 10 years.
Unfortunately, yes.
And through Tavia, we met Quasi over like a year or two ago. And then, you know, we've been locked in with Diamond. So this is family here. These are our folks. So if y'all hear a lot of petty shit, that's just kind of how we show love. Absolutely. It's weird. And that's just what we do. Yeah. All right.
How y'all feeling today?
Good.
Y'all looking great.
Thank you.
Y'all do look very festive today.
That's right. It's time.
I knew it.
Break out the variety.
So you picked, like, when you say, like, she dresses y'all.
Yeah. You stressed out already.
First of all, Tavia always been the craziest one, all right? Yeah. How is this? How is this, like, format?
I pick out all our outfits. Like, when we do, like, anything. I pick out any, when we do anything besides probably, like, go to work and then even, like, sometimes, like, I lay the work clothes out. Like, I pick out all our outfits. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, together. We see who running shit.
No, but I mean, she does. She takes care of it. I will wake up in the morning. I get in the shower. I get ready. I walk out of the bathroom. My clothes will be folded.
They don't think I'm domesticated. They think I'm a wild boy.
She was in the military, but most people are domesticated.
True. What if it's an outfit that you really just ain't feeling?
I'm normally the only one with that issue.
They get feedback. Yeah. No, she has it too because like... Yeah.
It'd be random.
You said femme presenting, but she's very much like no label. So like sometimes she'd be like, okay, that's too girly. Can we like make it a little bit more like, comfortable? She doesn't say mask, but like comfortable. Yeah. But like sometimes they'll like give back. But I know them so well, it's not often that I have any like issues with what like what I pick out with. But her, I be pushing her limits because my baby is a country Bama.
Okay? Yes, she is. My name is. Okay?
She's a country Bama.
Even, look, right now, across the bridge, brother, right, right there.
You know I didn't put these on.
I swear.
And like she pulled it out the closet, and I said, "Who that jacket? Fire, baby! I like that." And she said, "Great, you're wearing it." I didn't say it.
It looks good on you. It looks good.
You know, I know I put it on. I feel.
Yeah.
Good.
I could tell this episode was just gonna be like. Extremely lit. Gay. This is going to be like over the top gay. I don't think I'm ready for how gay this is.
All right.
So before we get into, you know, everything about y'all, we got a game called Skittles and Riddles. It's three of y'all, so y'all probably can beat the odds. Okay. All right. You're going to get a Skittle out the bag. Okay. All right. Don't say it's a Skittle, all right?
Okay.
You got to think a gay Skittle. I mean, a gay riddle.
Okay.
All right? If y'all get the answers wrong, y'all got to take a shot. Y'all got y'all Ray Libre poured up already. Yeah.
Shout out to Ray Libre, Black on Queer on Tequila sponsors.
Yes, and if y'all want to get Ray Libre and you're not in Atlanta, Georgia, go ask your local liquor store and they actually are supposed to fulfill your orders.
Harassing daily.
But if you're in Georgia, you can get them at your local liquor store.
Great. Okay, so we open it?
Yep, and read the riddle out loud.
We heard you're a professional reader, so let's see how this goes. Miss Literature over there.
What's something that works better when everybody is on the same page, but nobody ever really is?
Sex.
I know, I'm like, what?
Right.
On the same page, but nobody
trying to take it back.
I don't know. I have no clue.
What's something that works better when everybody's on the same page, but nobody ever
polyamory?
It sounds like club. Some poly.
You said what?
A book club. No, it's gay.
A book club. It's gay.
You have to say it's gay.
Oh, gay.
That's how I was like, it's gay.
Sex. I don't know.
sex.
Quasi?
A threesome.
That sounds good.
All right, I'm not going to lie. Y'all just said five answers.
Okay, a threesome.
Okay.
Oh, God. Let me
read it one more time.
All right.
On the same page, but nobody ever really is.
I can only think about sex too.
That's a pinky little bitches.
y'all fit in the narrative.
It's still passing the same question back and forth. Like, yo, let me read that. Maybe I'll read something different about it.
I have no clue.
All right, well, y'all,
we finna take a shot.
Polyamory? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's gay.
I would say a threesome.
I agree, a threesome.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. See, you just said that.
Yeah.
What's the answer? Actually, you had it right. It's a poly relationship.
Okay. But y'all went with threesome, so you gotta take. You don't have to be in a poly relationship to have a threesome.
Absolutely not.
We know y'all been guilty of that.
Drink, sip. That's that truth serum. Now that's it's gonna have y'all up here talking a lot. So if you want to take another one, if y'all can't say no, gotta get it out, y'all. Okay. All right, y'all. So today we're gonna talk about love three times. Okay, how y'all built this dynamic, how y'all keep it respectful, how y'all handle jealousy, expectations, communication, and the internet opinions that swear they know y'all relationship more than y'all do. Okay. Yeah. We gotta get y'all coming out story. Now Diamond was up here already, like I said, so we ain't gonna get yours today. You was on episode 136.
It's good.
Y'all can go back there and y'all can go watch her coming out story. But we need y'all to coming out story, but keep it real cute and short, because it is two of y'all. All right, so let us know who, but when, and where.
Okay, so my coming out story was kind of funny. Like, I was super boy crazy in high school. I don't think I was ever boy crazy, but like, I was a theater kid. I was like really into Disney. So like the idea of like media, like pushing like a boyfriend, Prince Charming, all that. So then one year I just like stopped talking about boys, like brought a couple girls home. Like, I was like, these are my friends. So then I went to the military. And I don't know if my mom just sat there in all that silence and was like, our daughter is not talking about boys anymore. So she wrote me a letter to basic training. I was in basic training where the only communication we had was letters. She wrote me a letter. She was like, are you gay? And she was like,
hey, it's mom.
She was
are
like,
you
if
gay?
You are, I'm still going to love you. And I was like, yeah, mom, I'm gay. The next letter I got back wasn't the nicest. I know you lie. And then like when they came for my graduation, my dad was like riding in the car in complete silence. He was like, I know what's going on. You know how I feel. I love you. And I was like, he was like, all right, let's go get something to eat. And I was like, all right.
Eating is what I like to do.
My dad's a preacher. So I was like, we ain't even got to talk about it, sir. Like, we just know what it is. But yeah, that was my big coming out story. And you know, country moms, they spread information quickly.
Yes, so once it was
confirmed, she was probably on the phone reading the letter like, she's gay.
My mama is ill, I swear.
Okay. Diamond calls up liking girls. Okay. Damn. It'd be all family every time, really, boy.
My coming out story, I had a best friend like I was in love with, for real. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you. I was like 13, for real. But I was like, I ain't trying to cross that line with her. But I told her like later on in life as an adult. But I was like, dang, you really like girls. Like, you really looking at her like, what's up with it? So I was like, yeah, you like girls for sure. And then like when I went to high school, that's when I really like started to figure myself out and really like try it. I had a boyfriend when I was in elementary school, but it was like kid
girl,
shit.
Elementary
literally
school.
Kid shit.
I had a boyfriend.
I mean, I'm just saying though, why would he be there? But it wasn't elementary, it was more middle school. But he was like, you literally like a bro, like you the homie. He literally told me like,
that's the worst.
He bros on you.
Called
you
like, we're literally cool, bro. Like, yeah,
that's we're literally balling together.
But I knew because I was in love with my first best friend. Then I just moved on from there. And then,
but how'd like, you come out to your folks?
To my folks, I basically told my mom like I like this girl, like in high school, like you know she had went to the, like summer little program with me and all that, and then like I end up getting friends and all that type stuff, and then I was like, yeah, I like this girl, so.
Her parents are mad too.
Yeah,
you know, they one thing you said that I think a lot of people have like, but not realized it till later, that like were in love or like really like somebody, but just couldn't
put
their
ear on it. Yeah, I didn't know what it was. You know what I'm saying? For it. I'm like, this don't feel right.
Coochie
but
was throbbing around
her.
Bro,
when I was in college, like all my friends would like gather around and like talk about their sexual experience with boys. And I would like realize I did not really like want to participate in these conversations. I wasn't feeling what they were like feeling.
Yeah.
And then I like met this girl and we would like kiss every time drunk at a party. And then like one time she mentioned like how we get drunk and kiss. And I was like, well, I'm not always drunk. But like,
you were drunk. I was sober.
That's
hilarious.
You was like, she drunk. I'm about to kiss her.
That's crazy.
Taking advantage.
That sounds like some Tavia-ass shit.
That's insane.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's dope. Shout out to y'all family for supporting y'all, because everybody don't have that when they come up here. So
my dad was like, I already knew.
Yeah. Listen, gabies, just because it's the winter does not mean the party stops. Party with Boss Britt and DJ Excel all December, starting with First Fridays, the last First Friday of 2025, then Elevated Rooftop Day Party Sunday, December 7th. And do not miss the R&B Femme Frequency Experience December 20th.
And last but not least, pack your bags, book those flights, because New Year's Eve is about to be crazy.
Thanks. All right, so let's get into this, man. So let's just talk about how the trio formed. For people that we know, you know what I'm saying, a little bit about it. But just give us the breakdown. Who met who first? How did the trio become a thing?
Okay, so me and Quasi.
Looks at the ring. Yeah.
Me and Quasi, we started dating first. And we were when we got together, we were both already polyamorous people. She practiced solo poly. My last serious relationship was a throuple, which y'all know. And we kind of like met. We was like, okay, we're poly people, but we've got it wrong.
I forgot.
So many relationships. How can we keep
I hadn't been in a relationship for 4 years. I hadn't been in a relationship for 4 years.
Stop her, man.
Leave it alone.
Friend,
we them shady friends. Don't be our friend.
Hair, like you remember, Tisha. I don't care. I'll say it.
Oh, y'all was a poly?
Yes.
Never knew it.
Girl, yes. But
okay.
Hold on, I do have a question. Not to interrupt, but you said she was practicing solo poly.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. After this, explain that. Then.
Okay. So we got together, we were like, "Hey, we're polyamorous people, but like our last situations practicing polyamory went wrong. Like, what can we do better?" Mm-hmm. So I kind of like presented to her. I was like, "I've done my journey like with my polyamory and like where I'm at. So like, here's my conditions to be in poly. I want to practice hierarchy poly, which means I'm in charge." And
well, damn, bitch.
It's like I'm in charge. And she countered and was like, okay, you can be in charge, but I want to be included in picking where we go forward. And I was like, great. So we could do that. And so, but I was like, we're going to focus on our relationship first before we bring anything into this. I was like, we'll focus on our first year and that's it, which is what we did. We only
said,
was,
we 366.
Because you got to have that trust
one
and
day over.
Like I was like, so we practiced, we did that. And then it wasn't even like we came and was like, okay, let's start practicing polyamory. Yeah. Yeah. One day she calls me up and she's like, you be watching this show? And I was like, what show? And she was like, Studs of LA. And I was like, no. Yeah. I was like, I be seeing them studs around LA. I'm not impressed. I don't be watching. She was like, but wait. There's this Fawn thing on there. Like, now, y'all know I was anti-stud. So when she said studs, I had already tapped out the conversation. I was like a stud. She likes me. She a TikToker. I'm bugging.
That do sound like a stud.
No, she was like, but she's so beautiful. And I was like, that's nice, but no.
And what's crazy is like I would post her like literally following her like journey all type of stuff. She's like, I never seen nothing.
Yeah. I
never
seen crazy. And she crazy. Literally like, would tell, when she came to see me, I said, what do you mean your girlfriend think I'm cute? Let me see your girlfriend.
She was posting her so much. I remember one time I got irritated. I was like, is you trying to DM me?
I'm a fan.
I was like, why'd you post that?
I've never seen it.
So she was posting it. I was like, I'm not feeling it, but like I'll take your word on it. Just so happened, we had like a mutual person in common. It was like, hey, can you come to the stream? And I was like, yeah, I'll do the stream for you or whatever. I come to the stream. She's on the stream as well. I busted out laughing when I seen her and I immediately texted her. I said, you'll never guess who I'm doing.
That's crazy.
The stream went.
It's a dating stream.
Yeah, it was a dating stream.
So we get up there and she is anti-stud. She's saying everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm eating everybody up. She's like, left and right, left and right.
Nothing about any of you and this and that. And I sat there and I was like, I'll do whatever you say.
And I was like, okay.
He was like, will you call me daddy? Absolutely.
Yeah, literally.
Now she was like saying all the right answers.
And we ended up like matching on the stream, which of course was like for content or whatever. Blah, blah. We exchanged numbers. I still was like, but I was like telling her about everything.
I was like, you need to lock that.
Yeah, she was like, lock in. I'm like,
lock in. And quiet as kept, the friend was blocking the shit out of us.
So why?
Literally, it was somebody that I had dealings with in a sexual way 2 years prior. But, you know, when they seen me with them, they're like, this is my best friend, Diamond. This is my friend, Tavia.
Yeah.
But then on the back end, it's, you know, I used to have intercourse with her. And then it was for me, I'd be like, oh, Tavia's her house, I'm finna come over.
Or she would leave me from hanging out and then be like, I'm gonna go do something like real conspicuous. Yeah. And then it would be with Diamond. Yeah. So damn. I'm already hesitant. And then I'm like, oh, so what? Yeah, Hollywood want me to come with you or something?
She said,
she's Hollywood. I'm like, she Hollywood. I'm cool off of it.
Like, I'm like, damn, Tavia hate me. I thought I got through to her. Like, I really like this girl. This woman will not see me. I don't understand what it is.
Damn.
So then we do subs at LA.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, after they did the dating show, like, she literally came to see me and we watched it together. I was like,
I got a video of
y'all didn't watch it together. Like, but then I shoot Studs of Atlanta.
Okay.
And then I'm here. I come to one of y'all parties. I see her. And I...
It's always us!
It's y'all. It's y'all.
Y'all see what
you
we
missed the part where we met before, y'all.
It like, doesn't matter.
We weren't even banging with each other at the party. When I see her at the party...
When I see her, we met eyes and I was like... How you doing?
Oh yeah,
but in my head I'm like, this bitch.
Whoever she was with couldn't get past security. So when I walked past,
Yanni. So
I think we're not talking over each other. It's a lot of people. I just wanted us to be conscious of that.
Absolutely.
Because it's like five of us and it's going to sound crazy.
Tell ADHD, like, hold on.
No, because it's for real.
So they can hear everything.
When we first started in the homo soda, we was doing that a lot and everybody be like, bro, y'all got to relax. So I'll just to be conscious of it because it's a lot of us.
No, I seen her at the Pride and at the first event I seen her, security was holding them up and security was escorting us through. So I was laughing.
Probably because you were with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Like, it's my family. So I'm like, what's up? So she like gives me this look like, mm-hmm. So then I'm like texting her the whole time. And then they came to the after party. You remember that after party standing on the couches and everything? Yeah. Like,
the after party we threw?
After yeah.
Hours. Yeah.
We was at the sections right next to them. And,
I didn't even see
and they were, you did see me. Remember we locked eyes.
Oh, and all the after, yeah, we did.
You got to remind somebody y'all locked eyes.
We were both,
we locked eyes.
We were both drunk. We locked eyes. And she like checked me out. Then she was like, and I was like, this bitch is a dub. Yeah, like, she's done.
My thing is, I thought she was dubbing me. Like, right. The whole time because of the way our weird-ass friend was acting.
Damn.
The whole time, that's not my friend no more. So, let that be known. But literally, I was just like, damn, bro. Like, I actually liked her. She could have just said that. And when I seen a post of her, like, coming out to being her girlfriend, I'm like, you could have just said that. I never cared.
So you didn't know that she had a girlfriend.
Well, they weren't together yet.
We was dating.
They were dating.
I ain't making
they didn't become official until after the podcast or whatever. Gotcha. Or not the podcast, the stream.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So then it was like, all right, well, you could have just said that. That would have been better than doing what you're doing now.
You know what? People do that a lot. Like, they'll like, well, although you wasn't really dodging her, but motherfucker will like be talking to you and then start talking to somebody else and just like ghost you when you could just be like, bro, like,
that wasn't what it was. Yeah. So like time went forward. She's still like, I can't. She's like, I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, like, she's like, she's saying it, and I'm getting irritated. I'm like, you want to be with her? Like, what's up?
Right. You was consistent.
No, but not even that. We always say, like, okay, so I seen the video, I seen the connection with it, and I'm like, yeah, and we always agree, like, it's going to be somebody if we do poly that we like together. So I'm like, y'all already got that motion going. Like, let me meet her. Let me see if we got a connection. Like, what's up with it?
She want to meet her. Why you like, get to meet her? Like,
Tanya, go get her.
So one day I happened to get on live on TikTok. No, I happened to get on TikTok and we don't even follow each other. And I had just got off the phone with her. I was like, I was having one of those days, like, you know, homesick. I'm like, man, you know, I miss all my real like friends and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I just want to have a drink. I get on live. Didn't know she worked at a bar. Soon as I get on TikTok, she's on live and she's like, pull up on me at the bar. I work at this bar. So I get in the comments and I'm like, I'm going to pull up.
Like, what's up, Gemini? You ain't never been in here before. Because I never called her Tavia. I don't even think I knew her name the first couple months. I always called her Gemini. I'm just like that.
So I was like, I'm going to pull up. So I walk in and she's like, you really pulled up? And we're talking and chatting. She charged me for my full meal. She was not fucking
damn.
Me.
Couldn't even comp it?
Hell no.
No.
So this go ahead and take that, baby.
She was like,
Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
No rush.
So I don't know what I said or what she said at the end, but like I basically had like let her know, like, I do have a girlfriend. My girlfriend thinks you're attractive. And she was like, well, let me see what your girlfriend is like type stuff. And I showed her and we both just so happened to have been going to Miami for separate prides, like a couple weeks or something like that later. And like they met and they connected and then it just like went from there.
So in Miami, when you were at our pride, wow.
We're the founding fathers.
International.
We are the foundation of this poly couple.
You know how many couples we found?
Our big thing. We even get polys out here.
But you didn't find this. You didn't find it. We found it.
Different measures. Our name kept coming out.
All right, so I have a few questions. All right, so basically, like, that's when y'all saying, okay, we could, I guess, go to, like, when y'all actually, like, locked in.
Y'all fucked.
Before I get to my question.
It was right after Miami.
So we dated a couple months prior, because, like I said, we practice hierarchy poly. So
Hierarchy poly basically is like I make like the forefront of the decisions. So I date her first to see if this is something I even could bang with, like with her. And so I dated her for a couple months and I'm like, you know what? This can work. And they had knew each other and they were communicating and then they met twice. And then around like, so at that time we met in April. We were dating from about April till about July. Mm-hmm. And then they met in June and about end of June, they was like, okay, we're going to lock in. We're going to do this. Yeah. And yeah, we U-hauled. We moved in like July together because of situations. But all of us. We all lived together.
Wow.
Yeah. I told you they lived together.
But before that, we had a force. We were a...
Okay, hold up. You're jumping. Yeah.
She jumps. She missed the whole big thing.
No, she was asking about how our thing. So that
Okay. All right.
Quad is
I
crazy.
Never heard of the hierarchy... Poly. Have you heard of that?
I think Tavia making that shit up.
No, if you look up polyamory, there's like throuples, solo poly, hierarchy poly.
Okay.
It's about like what practices of poly like work for you best. But there's different types. Everyone thinks like poly is just like throuples. Yeah. Like some people like sister wives poly, like live in the same house. Some people are like solo poly and everything like that where like they date outside of their relationship, but they don't combine. Like there's different
types. Got you. Yeah. Okay. So hierarchy... Like the decision. So, if you like this person, then your spouse automatically goes with them, or they have to like them too after you make the initial decision.
So the way our setup was I make the final decisions of how we move forward, but she makes the decisions as far as like who enters in. Like, I don't go out and look or, like, look for them or whatever. She's like, hey, I think this person is interesting, and I vet them. That's based on our personality and our bond type stuff.
And is that just, like, a dominance thing?
No, I think it's just, like, I think with every relationship, you have to have some type of order. Like, you have to have, just, like, you have to have head of household and everything like that. So, sometimes when
she's
you have...
real military, ain't she?
It's a cult. It's a cult.
Sometimes when you have two people trying to make, like... various decisions, you could get really random because like even all three of our personalities, she's very flirtatious and like no disrespect. Before she was in this, like if you had nice boobs and a butt, you could be down for the go. Her discernment is way down. Baby is so sweet. Sometimes she's like, I'm instantly connected. I can find a vibe. Like she can find goodness in hell. Versus like me, I'm very like split. Yeah. Like I love a lot of people, but I'm also like, look, I'm peeping these vibes and right. I'm usually not wrong. Like I usually do my homework.
Bro,
and I also feel like I trusted
the rightest nigga I've ever met.
The rightest nigga.
I feel like I trusted her a lot too. Cause like I said, I practiced solo poly, but she let me know, like I've practiced being in a throuple. Like, so I'm like, okay, you got a little bit more experience, you know, have a little bit more understanding of that. And then we agree, like it gotta be somebody we both like. So I'm like, I'm gonna let you know.
Solo poly is when y'all are dating separately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and you weren't with that.
No. I just think that brings too many like extra bodies and connections and like vibes
energy
into a relationship.
And, shit like
and I'm
that.
Getting like 30. Like I want kids and I want a house.
Dang.
And every
fucking with you. I'm up there too. It's okay.
Literally we're the same age. I want like kids and a house and I'm trying to like build like wealth and stuff like that. And even when practicing polyamory, you have to realize anybody you're in a relationship with is a business partner. Yeah. So anybody you involve yourself with is a risk to the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of like where I'm at. So I'm like, I'm too old to be doing all the random dating. If we was like maybe type in our shit. 20s, we would like run it up. Yeah. But for us, polyamory is not about sex. Like, it really isn't. It's
boring.
Like,
I'm playing. I'm sorry.
Like, we've been there, done that. Yeah. We've had our phases and everything about that.
Oh,
if
we know.
Practice in polyamory, it's about building.
We know, dog.
Aggravated.
Welcome back to Atlanta.
No, yeah. It's got to be intentional.
It's about building, like a team, like a financial wealth. Because anybody who says that, like, marriage and relationships isn't about business, then, baby, you're doomed. Because marriage is a business. You can't marry someone you can't be a business partner with.
Yeah, this sounds like absolutely. A Fortune 500 company over there. So how was the transition as far as gathering everyone? Was it smooth? Was everybody vibing? Or was it like some things in the beginning that y'all had to really work through to make sure like y'all had a strong foundation?
I feel like our initial transition was smooth.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest,
and then
I have never seen a successful, long-lasting poly relationship. I'm not saying this to go against y'all.
Yeah.
But everybody that come up here that talk about it, they want to come up again to talk about their breakup.
Oh, that's true.
So I just want to know, and I'm not wishing that on y'all at all. Not saying that. But I still haven't been convinced that it could be that successful.
I mean, we're polyamorous and same thing. Like, that's why we're so, like, very technical about how we move. And we have very hard conversations all the time. Mm-hmm. And we have very, like, future conversations. If it doesn't work, how we move forward and everything like that. Because, I mean, the truth of the matter, all relationships are risky. And then when you're doing them with multiple partners, people are growing and changing at different speeds and rates. And sometimes two people don't make it. So three people is like really a big risk. So we're not exactly convinced, but we think we have a handle on it to see we can go the distance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What's y'all signs? My bad. Gemini, obviously.
Sagittarius.
Leo.
A lot of fire.
You know, going into this, I also was a solo poly type of person.
Okay.
And this is absolutely not my norm. It's my norm now, but I feel like they're my life partners. I think that's just how I get through going through things with them. Like, normally I'd be the one to be like, all right, I don't want to do the motherfucker. Everybody go to hell. And the relationship can stop.
Yeah.
But then I think about it, I'm like, I lose everybody. I lose all of what I think is the most important thing to me. So let me check myself to make sure that I get to keep my people. And that's it.
And you can't break up with one, right?
You can.
You can.
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, so.
You can.
Initially in the beginning, like, I literally told her, I'm like, if this is a connection between y'all, I've operated in solo poly, like, I'm okay with that. She set me down, was like,
you would have been tight. That's the girl
but not at all. Like, the craziest thing about LaShawn is she doesn't really have any jealousy. She sounds like certain. Like, LaShawn is like, Tommy is my girl. Very like, secure. And nothing changes that. And I show up every day, so she's not going nowhere. Like, she's very certain in that. Like, she really be chilling. Like,
I let them both know. I was like, if it's a connection between y'all and me and her don't have a thing, like, I'm okay with that. You know, we discussed that. We figure out how to move forward. She set me down, was like, I like you too. I was
like, period.
Okay. No, because at first we were like, when we first got together and we first started like hanging out, that first initial like meeting after Miami, I was like, I don't know if this nigga like me. I don't know.
What made you feel like that?
Because I don't know what was happening prior to them actually coming to the house to hang out with me, but there was just the energy was different. Like, it wasn't the same as my.
We had a relationship fight, and we had to tell them, like, it has nothing to do with it.
But as soon as they came to the house and she was acting like that, I was like, y'all don't have to stay. Y'all go home.
Y'all should have postponed that one.
And so literally, she leaves the house. I think she had to work or something, and she's still with me. And I was just sitting there, and I looked at her, and I was like, listen, you know, I can't tell if you like me or not. However, you know that I like Toppy, and I'm not going to not stop doing that. And I like you, too. But I can't really tell. So if you don't like me, that's fine. Yeah. Just say that, and I'm not going to mess with you. She said, no.
I don't even think it was a matter of, like, me not liking you. I was just feeling the situation out. Like, it's very new. It was new meeting you, figuring things out. Like, and like I said, if it was connection between y'all, like, I was okay with that. So I was really feeling everything out more than anything. But I was just like, you want me to?
Plus, another thing that's a little, like, different dynamic is, now you've been dating her for a few months.
Yeah, a couple
right?
Weeks, yeah,
so now y'all got a bond that it's a little unbalanced to start off with.
Yeah.
But that seemed like it might have felt better if it was like, well, in my head, if y'all would have like gained y'all relationship at the same time. Yeah.
But it's not authentic.
Yeah.
And I think we forget that, like, when people see polyamorous couples, they think like everything has to be in sync. But for true success of polyamory, it's about watering your, like, individual relationships. So it's like you have to be very authentic in the process. Y'all better know.
She's practiced this.
Trying to understand it.
Dr. Like, Tavia.
We started off as a quad. So we had, there were four people in the relationship.
Okay. Who was the fourth? Was it a film star?
It was somebody that I was dating.
It was a film or a star?
Yes, it was a film.
Okay.
And so in that connection is like, the moment after I met them in Miami, I flew from Miami to North Carolina to see my girlfriend. And I was like,
you just jumping.
And I was like, and Tavia, immediately, as soon as I got there, my lady hadn't already knew about anybody I was dating at the time. Sorry, hit the mic.
Yeah.
She knew about anybody I was dating at the time. Mm. But I had never really wanted her to meet anybody ever until her. And I FaceTime her and everything. Like, I was like, you gotta meet her, this, that, and the third. And then I'm like, and her girlfriend, you gotta meet her too. They started having a connection.
Yeah.
Before
Quasi
and my ex partner,
okay,
they started having a connection. So me and Tavia, mm-hmm. were doing our connection, and then Quasi, mm-hmm. and my ex were doing
not
their
the
connection.
Switcheroo.
So my thing is
that
lot.
Is where the unevenness, I guess, in her eyes, mm-hmm. comes from, because they were doing a thing, we were doing a, yeah. thing, but we were also doing all the things at the same time. And but it was just like, you know, different capacities, mm-hmm. basically. So once I and that partner had a falling out, I told mm-hmm. them, I was like, if y'all want to still date her, y'all are more than welcome to do so. I'm just not going to.
Hey,
and
pass this is me the reason why. Libre, I need a shot.
and I was like, and this is the reasons why I'm not going to, because she's done X, Y, and Z, and I told her if she did X,
no,
Y,
I'm
and
joking.
Z, it's over.
Girl, I don't drink.
Look, she got up like, she was on top of it too. She was like, gotcha.
My kind of person.
That's I fuck with you. I fuck with you.
So Diamond, that's how it happened.
We have a question for you. We saw you ask Tavia to be your girlfriend publicly,
yes,
but not Quasi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So can you break that down for us? Because that's mm-hmm. a little confusing.
Well, I mean, we just talked about that. We said that we started dating at different times. My thing is, they're not children. They're my women.
Hold up. So you're in a relationship with one, but not the other yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still dating.
That's crazy,
together.
Bro.
But it was like that for her. We were in a relationship, but we weren't in a relationship
but that's
with her.
The thing.
I celebrated their 1-year anniversary with them.
I'm waiting.
No, but that's the thing. No, I'm
Where's
not like
balloons?
That. No, I'm not like that. And I literally told her, I said, y'all been dating.
Look at my hair balloon, bitch.
No, I'm not like that. No,
you better not come have ass.
You need to know. You know what I'm saying?
You got lots of time.
No, but that's the thing. Like,
first of all, I'm not going to
You're so ready. I'm going to sit again.
Bitch, I ain't got money for all that.
GPT ain't got that many ideas. ChatGPT ain't got that many ideas.
I'm so not that person.
Nah, we fucking with you.
We're very petty.
I'm sorry.
That's surprising.
Yeah, you see how that went over our head. That's why I had to ask you.
They celebrated their 1-year anniversary, and I celebrated it with them. I was like, let me give y'all space. Let me do, you know, get out y'all way. Yeah. And they was like, we want you to be here. Yeah. You're part of our dynamic. I've been dating her for 7 months.
Mm-hmm. So what's your time frame with Quasi?
We started really dating.
It's like 4 months.
Truly dating like 4 months. But
oh my
like
God,
really putting intention into it.
Too many anniversaries.
No. They're gonna shorten down.
Oh, the hierarchy.
No, just because who had all that money?
Okay, period.
We want to make sure that entering the situations is authentic to everyone around.
You.
Not
Absolutely.
Like she asked me because she asked her because she asked me.
Yeah.
Like they want to make sure they're solid. That's on both ends.
My thing, like people always like you have to do for one that you don't let you do for the other. They're not children. They're my women. And it's not, nothing is the same. I don't love them the same, but I still love them so much. You have to build up that relationship. Mm. Everything is different. Our relationships are different. Our relationships are not like their relationships.
Yeah.
Like, me and her relationship is not their relationship.
We'll do something together. She'd be like, that's y'all thing.
Literally, they be doing shit in the house. I'd be like, I would never do that. That's not me. That's a y'all thing. And I love that for y'all. However,
they weird
do that
too.
With me. I'm like,
Very weird.
See, y'all know.
Alternative. Very alternative.
Yeah, so I don't do that weird shit.
Damn, because I was thinking from, like we have interviewed people that they have been together for a while and they bring somebody else in, but then it seemed like they would all be on the same playing field.
Yeah,
but it's low
and
key.
Then they would fail because they're trying to rush it. Like they're not building individual relationships. They're trying to make sure no one gets left out. So like they're rushing it, and that's what me and her learned more than anything.
Practicing
polyamory, because we learned that like we were trying to like bend to how people seen it should go, and we weren't building authentic relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened in the last throuple I was in. I was like, let's all be on the same page, and nobody was on the same page, and then it fell apart. Like
she said all that probably because she got asked to be the girlfriend first. Like what if you were second?
No, when we asked the other person, we asked them together, but when we asked them together, she wasn't ready to be both of our girlfriends at the same time. And it eventually all came out when we had our demise. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Demise! I love these big terms as we're talking about.
And that is why I did it when I did it. Like, it will get done. Like, yeah. Don't worry about it happening. It's going to happen. It's going to happen when it's our time to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking anything away from our moment. Yeah. And I'm not going to take anything away from me and her moment.
Yeah.
It's different. Like, when we do those things, we're just going to do them when we do them.
Yeah. And I will say, I do think poly relationships have maybe the best communication in a sense to a certain degree.
You have to talk all day. Talking, so much talk, so many words.
Because it seems like y'all got to discuss those real hard things that, you know, a lot of people don't want to bring up. Like, a lot of people don't want to say, hey, I think this person looked good, or how you were kind of consistent with it. You know what I mean? So to say that, and to for your partner not to get jealous or anything, you know, that takes a lot.
And we had our moments, like trying to, us doing this, being solo poly, going into being in a throuple like this, we would have moments and I'm just like,
having a boyfriend ain't gonna work.
That's why I'm like, we need y'all to be 100 up here.
I make a mistake around this.
No, but our initial was cool, but that's why when we started, I said we have a lot of hard conversations.
I'm asking that more so for people that are interested in being a part of this.
Oh, it's very hard and it's not easy. And
it's not.
And I'll say this, and this is not to discredit monogamous relationships, because I do believe some people are truly monogamous and should stay that way, leave polyamory alone. But I can say that polyamory challenges a dynamic of monogamous relationships that usually only therapy challenges monogamous relationships. Usually when monogamous relationships go into therapy, it's because two people are talking at each other and one person has to intervene and be like, hey, cut the crap. Yeah. This is how you're acting in your relationship. Mm. Now, when you're polyamorous, usually you're got two people seeing how you act, so you don't get to hide under your envelope. So, like, she'll do something, or I'll do something, she'll do something, and then both of them will be like, that's crap, or like, you're being a jerk. Versus, like, when you're in a monogamous relationship,
what? Did she just say that's crap? I that's that California did. Shit.
She also says that continue. A lot.
Like, in a monogamous relationship, usually if you two beef, y'all be silent, y'all get over it, and then y'all move on. Nobody can call you on your stuff. But when you do it in front of someone, someone's like, hey, you bugging. Why are you moving like that? Like, that's a little weird. So I can say that polyamory sometimes challenges what monogamous relationships miss without help. Like, a lot of monogamous relationships preach, like, get a village so people can call you out on your stuff. So that's why I'm like, it's hard. It's a lot of talking. And if you're not a communicator, which Diamondique is not.
I hate it so much.
She
so
hates words.
Wait, your name is good. Diamondique?
Why are you out here telling my girlfriend name?
Diamondique?
Oh, my God.
Diamondique is so cute, though. I never heard of it. I never heard of a Diamondique. That's so cute.
When Diamond is not, and then, like, their biggest problem is, like, they're both, like, clinically autistic. So when they deal with problems, they deal with it when in. I'm a talker. So I'm like, hey, let me tell you A, B, C, and D why I'm upset.
Like,
they could, like, sit in silence and then just go on. And I'm like, let's talk about what brought us here. And so it is so much talking, and a lot of, like, one thing we face is I'm usually the one talking a lot in the relationship sometimes.
You've been that way since we met.
I'm a talker, but I'm like that even with friends. Like, I'll have two friends, and they get to beef, and I'll be like, let's talk about this. Let's, like, put it on the table and be like, let's discuss. So it's a lot of talking. It's not easy. Like I said, we was on a plane. People was looking back at us. We was having a full therapy talk on the plane. And then the thing is, when you got three people navigating high emotions at the same time, now somebody has to be the person to be like, okay, let's just stop.
Right. So what are some issues y'all had to talk through that y'all ain't see eye to eye from the beginning?
Communication, personality styles, how we approach dating, and how we approach trauma. So Diamondique is easily irritated. Like, we have a running joke in the house. She'd be like, I'm about to get irritated. We'd be like, well, what else is new? Like, so that's like a running joke.
Everything pissed me.
LaShawn is a silent irritated. So, like, if she's mad, her tone is going to get sharp and she's going to be within, but she doesn't think she's mad until later on.
Like, I'm not mad. Why are you saying I'm mad?
And then I'm going to tell you all the sub points of why I'm ticked off. And nobody ever wants to hear that in the moment. So, like, a lot of our issues is about the way we approach confrontation and hard moments and the way we approach bonding and connecting.
I feel like we all still move with, like, love, intention, and care. Like, that's the most important thing. Like, you gotta think about, like, that's your person. Like, you gotta move with that.
Okay. I learned to apologize.
I learned, so, like, you're still working through that.
I mean, no, literally earlier I was like, I'm sorry. You on my headphones?
I was like, you're being a jerk. And she was like, oh, now it's my problem.
No, literally. I wasn't even the person that was in trouble at first. Now it's my problem.
Trouble is crazy.
So
it's a cult.
Yeah, it's giving back. All right, talking about cult, there's another question I have. All right. Y'all two, Kwazi and Diamond, mm-hmm. recently cut off y'all locks, and now y'all are like twinning, and it's giving very hierarchy vibe.
Call.
Oh, everyone thinks it was my idea.
It was my idea.
No, pause. I said when I moved to LA that first month, I want to cut my hair. Like, okay. That was before anything. When like, for a whole year, I've been wanting to cut my locks. Like, so...
When I met Kwazi, she was like, I want to cut all my hair. Yeah.
But she didn't when she first got
there. Right, because y'all like yourself.
But when she got there, she didn't do it. Yeah. She didn't do it. And then I was having...
She was being a bitch.
Right. I was having a moment in the bed. Like, literally, me and her were laying in the bed together. And I was like, you know what sounds good? We should just cut our hair right now. Yeah. She was like, well, Kwazi wants to cut her hair. Yeah. And I was like, well, yeah, let's just all do it. Yeah. And then she came home and we were saying we wanted to do it. She's like, I'm not ready to do it. Y'all don't want to do it. And I was like, but I'm saying to do it. I can do it. I'm actually a barber. I went to school for it. Yeah. I can cut your hair.
And that baby.
And then she's like,
okay, there
it is. I was like, yeah, I love it.
She finally got ready and we cut it and they was like, Tavia made y'all cut y'all hair.
Yeah,
every y'all
hair.
Have you.
It's like giving a hierarchy. It was giving a hierarchy.
I love that.
It was me.
I know a cult when I see a cult.
So I have faith for every haircut.
So many things happen and they always think it's me and I'd be laughing because I'd be like, if you know that it'd be their rapid ideas and I'd just be navigating us through it.
Literally.
Trying to distract us or like go with us and then we'd do something. They'd be like, Tavia feeding them the spaghetti.
No, literally.
Like she's doing it.
She just moved here. She was like, so I just moved here. I want to get stable. I want to get into this before I cut my hair. I want to make sure I can do. I was like, I'll pay for haircuts.
Yeah,
or I'll cut your hair.
Oh, okay. You better step up.
That's my man. Step up there. And I was like, I got it. So what we complain about? Let's just do it.
Let's switch gears here because we have had people up here. Well, I think we had, how many couples we have? Probably maybe just two or three ish and a half. Well, they always say that communication is key. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now, another thing that they mention is issues with the sex in the bedroom.
Oh, we don't got no problem with that.
Let's talk about just how y'all maneuver through it. Like, are y'all allowed to have sex separately? Do y'all all have to be together all the time? Mm-hmm. Like, is there communication? Like, yeah, I'm about to go fuck her real quick. I'll be right back.
One thing we don't have issues with is sex.
What's up, y'all? I know you're into the episode, but I needed to tell y'all, Shop Starship just opened up a new warehouse and they gave us an exclusive tour. When I tell y'all they got some new toys you need to check out, especially catered towards the queer community, you do not want to miss this. Make sure you go to shopstarship.com, type in No Homo Show for 10% off, and look at all the new stuff they got. Y'all gonna be excited. I promise y'all. Let's go.
Like, and that's individually solo, as a whatever. Unit and group.
Okay,
like,
solo.
We got really strong individual sexual relationships and like
group
relationships. So we don't have no issues. We kind of set the boundary like from the jump. Like, y'all, everyone's cool to do this
we
and that.
We have two rooms
and,
in our house.
Yeah.
If we want to go have time with one or another, we can do that.
Yeah. If it's too much time with one person, is that an issue?
Or
is
we will literally fall asleep in it.
Yeah.
And then wake up and be like, hey baby, good morning.
And like sometimes they'll be having relations and I like won't be in that kind of mood, but like I'll like drink my glass of wine on the side, smoke a little hookah and watch and like
the hookah sound good.
Yeah.
No, it's lit. Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that we thought you was we knew you was kind of running it. But we also thought you was kind of running it. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, I mean, it depends on... Honestly, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Everybody has their turns. But for the most part, Big Mama's...
Daddy Tom.
since we in the bedroom talking that. So is everybody like... Doing the strapping?
Oh, absolutely. We all have our own individual underwear.
The moment I asked her to be my girlfriend, I got a new dick.
Crafted to our style. Mine has like harness tassels, boxers. Girly enough, she has girly draws. Like, it's a requirement that everyone must throw and catch.
Okay. So is it?
I do a lot of this.
This might be a lot, but this is real. Is everybody using the one strap?
No, well, not because she doesn't like every size that we use. So
I mean, but
we have different
ones we had before.
Not y'all using big sizes over there.
Yeah, because we have
a lot of tools,
sizes,
a lot of variations of things.
What sizes y'all like?
We got from 6 to 8 and a half.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
6 to 8 and a half. So we got like little skinny six.
Yeah, little.
That's her
some,
shit.
Some girth.
Well, we know who's dating.
Who got the skinny dick?
Me.
Watch your dick skinny,
quiet as kept.
Me, because I mean, I'm going to throw it, but like. Okay,
oh, dating? You got the skinny dick.
Yeah. She been okay. Catching it.
Y'all be catching the same dick I be throwing.
Diamond was up here talking crazy last
night. So that's the one thing. That's the one thing. I could give it to you that even when we interviewed you, and this is before like y'all was together.
Yeah, and I told you.
Yeah, you was open with it.
Yeah, I'm very open. Throwing that shit back. If I'm going to date anybody, they're going to do exactly what I do to them.
Period.
And they take what I do to them. They take what they give to me. All right. It's just like what's more comfortable
for. All right. And we usually don't do like trending topics or anything, but I think it's only right because it's y'all. And, you know, Court and Lex came out with their man. All right. And I think it was very surprising to a lot of people because they were really pushing from what I'd known as a lesbian couple, married couple. And you were on the show with Court, right?
Yeah, Stud LA.
Yeah, Stud LA. And then you actually got the first episode.
Y'all got into
y'all got into it because she was standing up like, I'm married. Like, don't play with me type shit. Okay, so how do you feel about them getting a man and just the impact on the community?
My thing is that they have portrayed themselves as a lesbian community couple because that's the community that was supporting them. And now they have a man. Like, why would a man be there? Why? what are we doing with this? The money must be low or something must be going on. I don't know what's going on. However, we don't speak. We don't have anything to talk about. So I can't ask them for certain. But I think it's weird because they say we've been no label this whole time. Being no label is a lesbian term. It's just saying that you have no association with both wanting to be either masculine or feminine. You are on the spectrum of being a lesbian. So the same thing as being a stud. You're a lesbian. You're just, you know, African-American.
Right. And that's my issue with these popular couples.
Y'all
make
them popular and
I don't like gay baiting from straight people or anything like that because it's really diluting our terms. Like, there's so many lesbian terms that people are trying to make work for them. And it's like, no, babe, they were made for lesbians.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were made for Black lesbians. Mm-hmm. And you got like no label. It has nothing to do with sexuality. That was meant for lesbians who do
just
not
say
identify
that you're a bisexual couple
with mask or femme. So it's like, my issue is when people eat off of our community and then when they're done eating, they try to switch up and then be like, y'all the problem. No, you're the problem. It's already hard enough in our community being respected and being understood than people consuming information that is confusing. And then now people who really live this life, who ain't switching up, who know exactly who they are, now we have to get confusing allegations because of how other people move.
Exactly.
So we talk
people
about
get
that
on my ass about that.
What? Your opinion
my,
on it?
My sister just sent me something talking about something. Girl, look at this. I said, look at what? She's like, I was like, I can't see it. She said, ooh, that's messy. You must
not
be
I can't see it. Not on blog. All your blogs.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk.
So not to play devil's advocate, right? But they've been together for some years, right? Mm-hmm. So if they... Could it be a thing like, yo, we were like we thought we were... Well, obviously, I already know Lex's background and history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, she has been with a guy, obviously, with her.
Yeah.
All right.
Family, too.
So, like, do we give people room to grow or is it... Or y'all just shitting on the community?
No. Like, we give people room to grow. My thing is, you're allowed to change your mind at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed to change your mind at any time, but stop making it seem as if that you're part of something and then you do something completely different. Like, you've been doing this all this whole time. I'm a lesbian. I'm a no label. I'm these lesbian ass terms. Mm-hmm. My thing is, come out and say, I don't think that I knew who I was. Yeah. Like, come out, like, you actually have a platform and people actually support you that are lesbians. They look up to you. They came out because of you. Mm-hmm. So say, I don't think that I ever was this. I never had true understanding of my sexuality and who I was as a person. I think that something is different. Not just throw a man on us and we all just like, why would a man be there?
Yeah, we
like, everybody knows that something is going to be different in that relationship after this.
Yeah, we definitely talk about that because that's not the first people that have, like, reverted, or I don't want to say reverted, but have gone to a man. Like, it's kind of like we're losing a lot of lesbians nowadays.
They were never lesbians. That's the thing.
Think they were never lesbians?
I think that any lesbian that we have thought that were lesbians and didn't end up with men, they've never been lesbians. They just went with what was comfortable or what was more profitable at the time.
Y'all agree?
So I was like when I went on there posting everything and the first comment was like, yeah, give him a chance. I was like, you can't necessarily have that expectation when like they said you've been presenting yourself a certain way. Like people gotta feel they feels about it too, especially when y'all online with it. Like, yeah. I'm like,
and I think we gotta own our social media presence. Like if you wanna do content, like a lot of people do content, they be like, I don't owe you nothing. Actually, if you've been making money off of us for years, you owe us something.
It is respect.
Like when lesbian couples that I've been supporting break up, I do think you owe me a part.
We be saying two, that.
One, three. Yeah. Story
tell me why y'all got it. Give us an update. You know what I'm saying?
So like she said, it's like you're allowed to change your mind. Unfortunately, you still are going to get judged if you eat off of a certain type of like content, but you are allowed to change your mind. But I do think respectfully, you do owe people explanations. Exactly. What irritates me with people is when they try to play Billy bad self or whatever. Mm-hmm. When they change their mind, like, oh, we don't owe you nothing. This is who we are. Yeah. And it's like, well,
that you owe us everything. We are your success.
But that might be a defensive like technique. Yeah. Doing, like,
I think we would respect them more if they'd been like, hey, we want to come out and say, like, we were moving like this, thinking we were lesbians. We probably have always felt we were interested in men. And now that we've started to engage in that, this is where we're at. Now, granted, everyone's not going to take it. People are still going to tear you down. But I think it's a way of going about it with grace.
And you know what's, it sucks to even think about the reality of it being content being ran the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna lie, like even if this is y'all real life, it's like things you're doing that you know will go viral or people will talk about. And like just the part of me and everybody's different, especially if this is how you are making your money. I get it. Hey, if they gonna talk, let's give them something to keep talking about. But it's just a part. Some type of dignity you're losing in the midst of all that. And how can a relationship really end healthy or stay healthy with all like gimmicks and stuff? Yeah. And I hope it's not that. And, you know, it is crazy to see. It does affect the community. I do think people do have, if your whole content is about your relationship, I do think to a certain degree you owe that to people and not be so defensive. And kind of explain your perspective. And regardless, people are going to eat you up. The internet's always going to win.
The internet is unforgiving.
They never satisfied.
Never.
Never.
No, somebody's always
because, like, even with us, I always said, like, when we started making content, like, let's be authentic. Like, that's why earlier when you was, like, a couple's page, I was like, well, like, because I want to be authentic with the process. We've never lied or faked it. Anyone who asks, we never, like, act like we were in a relationship. When we first started making content, people would ask, I'd be like, let's be clear, we're making content. But we do like each other. And then as we move forward, we entered and I like always tell them like, we love making content. So let's not get caught up in making content that we lose the authenticity of what's really happening in this relationship.
Yeah, that is a thing too. Because some people fall right, like, we got to do this. They looking for more. Or if you start seeing some money and be like, we got to keep running this up. And then like you get distracted. And I could see how that could happen. But listen, y'all, we about to keep it moving. We got a segment called We Listen and Don't Judge. Look at that laugh. Look at that smile. Do y'all have a story to tell us? We're not going to judge. You know, something that y'all might have experienced together. We're listening. We're pretty much like therapists.
Back. I know Dominique got something. I know Dominique got something.
And then she pulls the religious trauma card.
My ex said I'm a narcissist.
I'm looking for love and they're just looking for feet pics.
We listen and we don't judge.
Crazy.
We'll tell the story of how I knew that our four-way was never going to work and I called it, stamped it and When I met her girl, when I met Dominique's girlfriend, I pulled Dominique in the kitchen and she tried to talk about the four-way and I said, this isn't going to work. Like, I was like, I'm telling you now, she won't last long. And the girl came to me on the private and I was like, I'm going to give you a real try. I was like, but you're not going to make it. And she was like, excuse me. And I was like, you're not going to make it. I don't think this is for you. And sure enough,
the
she
hierarchy.
Did not make it.
The cult leader has spoken.
But why you think? Why you think not?
Because I can always tell when people are just doing things to keep other things. And like I said, there's no real polyamory without authentic relationships and authentic self-awareness. And she wanted to do anything to keep her. And I was like, that's like, that's not going to work. Like, you're not going to make the cut, babe. And like, I literally told both of them, like, she pulled us in the kitchen, like, we're going to have a whole future. And I stopped her and started laughing. And I said, no, we're not. Like, this won't even be a thing in a couple months. Like,
so how did you feel about her cutting off your joint?
So she didn't cut her off. I did. So my thing is, like, when we first started dating, it was like early, well, kind of like the end of the year, early, you know, year. And I was just like, we were talking about things because she's bisexual. Mm-hmm. And again,
you've been the next Lex in court.
I don't care about dating bisexual women. It's not a problem for me. But my thing is, the woman, she literally said, she's like, I haven't dealt with a man in 3-4 months. Come to find out, she lied. Damn. And it was like a month.
3-4 weeks. Prior.
You know, 3-4 weeks. Like, she forgot the weeks part.
Yeah.
And I was just like, we're not in a relationship yet. I'm a charge this to the game, and I'm gonna be okay with it because I like you. Mm-hmm. However, if you lie to me again, we'll have a problem. And then comes forward later after they are in my life. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, I get a message from a disgruntled ex of her ex said, "Hey, your girlfriend is hanging out with her ex," and I said, "Hanging out with her ex," and then she sends me the Instagram story of her ex girlfriend. And I can see my girlfriend's arm in the pool. And I said, I said, who was you with the other day? She said, my friend. And I said, I'm finna be done with your stupid ass. Because why are you lying to me? Yeah. I give you range to fuck whoever you want, and you lying to me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and now you finna fuck anybody but me. So don't worry about it.
That's what they be saying. Even in poly relationships, you could still step out.
You could cheat.
Exactly. You could still cheat and poly just look.
Because you set a standard of like what's not. Because when I met her and she was doing all the solo poly, and she brought me to a kickback with like 6 people she was dating. I stayed at the kickback. And then when I left, I said, I'm going to tell you this. You don't got to do nothing at all. You absolutely can make your own decisions. I said, but I'm not doing this.
Okay,
for me. So I said, me and mine are doing this. So you got this amount of time to wrap it up. I said, but decision is all yours. Like, no pressure.
I wrapped it up.
Obviously. Cult leader has spoken.
I love it.
I know, because I already knew I had fucked up because I kept having to check on time. I was like, how you doing, baby? You good? She's like, I'm good. I was like, she's not
you
good.
You felt that energy.
I'm having everything.
Hello.
Crying. All right, y'all. Look, so we're going to do one more segment before we get y'all up out of here. It's called Guidance from the Gay Gods. So this is where our viewers, they write us in for advice. And today, y'all are going to help this person out.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Now, bear with. I will actually probably skip some of this because it is long as shit. The subject say, I know this is messy and long. That's literally the subject.
You need a tissue?
She do. Hold on.
She's got that little queen out.
This lady just spit out her nose and mouth.
It's so dumb, boy.
It's long, boy.
She said, I'm going to skip some of this. It's kind of long.
It was funny as the subject say, it's messy and long.
The only thing when you miss it, like, we can't miss it.
Thank you so much.
I know. I could try to speed read. Maybe I can read like Tommy.
Read like
Tommy. Nah, let Tommy read it. It should get it done quick.
I know. I would have zoomed through it.
Alright, so it says, hey y'all, I was in a relationship with this girl for a year. I found out 4 days before we were going on a trip for her birthday that she was cheating on me with a dude for almost 3 months. The signs were there, but she always used the I'm giving you space because you're studying card against me. I was studying medicine at the time, but now I'm a medical doctor, by the way. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, baby.
Here's how I found out. I couldn't get a hold of her for 2 days, so I drove to her mom's house because she was living with her mom. Now, when I got there, her mom was surprised to see me because she thought we broke up. I asked her why she thought that, and she said the girl had been going out with this dude for a long time, and now they booked somewhere to celebrate the girl's upcoming birthday, but they are coming back that day. I asked how long this has been going on. She didn't know, but she said it's been a while. But when I finally got the chance to talk to the guy, he said it's been 3 months. I'll tell y'all how I got to talk to her little boyfriend. Mama is shady, by the way.
No, she's not.
Keep in mind that I first met her mother. She was overly giving me compliments, and it was weird until it wasn't. I know this would sound wrong, but her mother is a really gorgeous woman. There were times she would make comments about dating the stud, and she would say it looking at me. Well, that didn't age well, because on the day I drove to the girl's crib, me and the mom had wine because the girl said I should wait for her, quote unquote, to come back. Fast forward until the night, the wine did is thing and one thing led to another and I ended up sleeping over.
Ain't no way.
When I woke up, I heard the girl's voice outside and she asked me if I slept over. I said yes because I was waiting for her. She was acting sketchy because she thought maybe I saw who dropped her off. Long story short, we went to the trip and I confronted her about it and she denied it until I insisted that we called a guy, and that's when I found out they've been together for 3 months. I ended things with her, but me and her mother didn't stop seeing each other. Honestly, at first I fucked her mother because I was trying to get back at her, but I ended up falling for her mother. Crazy, right? Now me and her mother have been together for 3.5 years and we're going to Maldives and I'm thinking of proposing to her. What's your take on that? I'm sorry, dude, I'm technically the girl.
Congratulations.
She said, I mean, I'm technically the girl.
No, you dated your daughter.
I don't care.
Don't fuck that bitch.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm sorry. Fuck that lady.
I'm not into a lot of messy stuff, but I feel like when people don't respect you or their own relationship, you can only have so much work. Respect for a person. As a mom, if the mom went there and told on her, she probably told her daughter like whatever. Yeah. And that's unsafe. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't be having no respect for women who put other women in unsafe positions, because statistically speaking, people don't know, men transmit more sexually transmitted diseases than women. And I think the most dangerous thing you can do is involve yourself sexually with a man while involving yourself sexually with a girl and her not knowing. Yeah, so once you kind of cross that line, that's like stealing and killing. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about your morals. I don't care about nothing.
But that's your daughter's ex.
I don't care. Congratulations.
The mama ain't wrong.
Yes.
No. The mama's dead ass
no,
wrong.
No, she's not.
Yes, she
the
is.
Your daughter's dating is dead ass wrong.
I would say the mama is wrong, but if I was the mama friend, I'd be like, you kind of wrong, but cheers, girl. Like,
because y'all are in a call. Ass. Y'all think differently anyway.
No, I mean,
that's a shady ass. Your mom been checking out your girl the whole time.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but so what? But you've been cheating on this bitch.
I wouldn't.
So it doesn't matter.
Don't make it right, though.
What? Did she have a goddess question? She just tell us this.
No, because I'm like, y'all been together 3.5 years.
I'm not saying it's right. I just don't feel no sympathy. Now, as a mom, I wouldn't do it. Like, I would never put myself in that position. But if I heard this story out loud, I wouldn't be sitting there judging across the table. I'd just be like, I wouldn't do it, but go ahead, girl. Like,
yeah.
But I feel no sympathy for the other party. The mom probably needs to gather herself on some whole other level.
Yeah, there's some therapy needs to be had there.
But the one that wrote in, I feel nothing for her. I feel no wrong.
What do you think, Carly?
Yeah. I think she got a lot going on. My brain is over here like, whoop-dee-doo, okay? But like, wait, you said the mama was flirting with the daughter girlfriend or whatever, but like, she started messing with the mama after she found out about the guy.
Yeah, after.
Yeah,
after. She didn't do nothing
but
during.
Right, that's that part for me.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I just personally wouldn't go down that route. I'm just gonna leave all y'all alone and get gone. But yeah,
I agree with
that's
that.
That's kind of crazy.
Just get up out of here.
I'm not about to be engaged. But I would have slept with the mama for sure.
Yeah,
I'm like, you my stepchild.
Yeah, because you just
that's what she said. She's like, now I'm technically the stepdaddy. That's weird.
I do not care.
That's weird.
For the girl, cheers to her. For the mama,
my advice to the girl is write it out as a script and make a movie about it.
No, for real.
Tyler Perry going to eat that.
Tyler Perry going to kill that fucking
girl. Real quick, my real advice to the girl is just be careful, because generational trauma is a circle. So your mother, her mother practicing this behavior is probably why her daughter practiced the behavior she did with you. So on some real advice, I don't really think that y'all could have a real sustainable relationship because of how it's built. And I'm truly big on the foundation sets everything. So even if y'all last long, it always crumbles. So my advice to you would be just cut all your ties, go find something new. But hey, if you're going to propose to her, do your thing. No judgment from me.
Don't do it.
You lose them how you get them. And I believe it's karma. I think you should have smashed.
That's generational trauma, because if mama was checking you out, that's probably why the daughter thought it was okay to move how she wants. So you didn't really level up. You just got the older, smarter version of her dumb stuff.
And let you bring your other stud bud.
Yeah.
To the crib, and she starts saying some flirty shit, and it hit you like it trigger you like, hold up, you used to say slick shit to me like that. You
know
what
I'm saying? Wrap that up with the mama quick. You don't get the
about to propose to her mom is crazy.
I would have smashed for sure.
I'm fucking a mama for sure.
I do want to thank y'all for coming on, and I got a question before we head out. Like, are y'all open to a fourth? Or y'all good?
Are y'all maxed out?
Good right now.
Not y'all like capacity. I know they been y'all DMs.
Like I said, we're building. I want to have kids, we want to buy a house and everything like that. Right now, this is good.
Yeah, y'all don't want to turn into a community.
Right now, this is good. If anything happens, happens is will be after we are well established in all of our relationships and all of our businesses.
Yeah, because we still waiting for you to propose to Quasi.
Girls is insane.
Girlfriend question. You can propose.
Also,
anything.
My thing is, as far as that is concerned, people asked about that. So I know they did. There will be children. We will be the parents of all of them.
Yeah.
And
3 months.
And there will be marriages,
that's gonna
not
be
not all of them are legal in the US. So
hey, our marriages might not be legal soon, so
exactly. I heard they on our ass like back pockets.
It'll be paper signing and jumping the brooms, like different, you know, black people like do that all the time. Yeah. We always find our ways, but
well, yeah, like I said, I haven't seen too many. But I wish y'all the best success. I love Ty.
You're not gonna see me without them.
Huh?
Okay. You're not gonna see me without them.
Okay.
Y'all like a cute little Oreo.
I need to be in the middle.
I don't
fucking
move.
All right. Thank y'all. Y'all already know it's the No Homo Show.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like. Boss Brit. We certify. And DJ XL.